This is the Congressional Corner. I'm here with Republican candidate Joe Vitolo, who is seeking New York's 20th district seat, and he's running against Paul Tunco, a Democrat in office since 2009. Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your route to politics?
Well, I guess my route to politics really starts from when I was a child. I'm the second generation of a American, Italian-American family. My grandparents came over from Italy, very strong American belief. I remember I said to my grandmother, Nanny, I want you to teach me Italian. And she said, no, you speak the English like me.
And we all got that second, right? Too bad, because we all should have learned, you know, another language.
That's
from,
right.
From those who were around us.
Yeah. That's right. So, but my father left when I was 6 years old. And so we had a pretty difficult life. It was not like today, where the government comes in, the state comes in, and pressure is put on the father. My father never gave us a dime. And my mother worked two jobs to support six kids. And
wow.
She impressed upon us the importance of working and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. And so me and my brother, here I was 7.5 years old now, and me and my brother, we used to ride our bicycles to Babylon train station at 5:30 in the morning, and we used to shine shoes until 7:45. We would go home, change our clothes, go to school. All the money we made, we gave to my mother. Now, of course, we were two cute little kids, or at least they thought so. We were making about $15 a week. That was a lot of money back in 1962.
Indeed.
And 63. And so we did our best to help my mom and get our family through some tough times. From there, I went to school. We moved around a lot. Because my father used to come back and beat us up.
Yeah.
And so we we moved. I went to 11 different schools in 12 years of education.
And how long were you in Babylon?
We actually lived in West Islip at the time.
I know it well.
And yeah. And then from West Islip, we moved to Bayshore, and Bayshore to Brentwood, and Brentwood to Copaig to Lindenhurst to Issaquahtet, and Issaquahtet to East Islip.
And what were the reasons for all the moves?
Because every time my father found us,
he
would cause a lot of havoc in the neighborhood, you know, dragging my mother out of the house, beating us up, beating my mother up. Cops would be there. And we tried to kind of, if you could say, hide from him. That's what we did. Or at least keep out of his reach for a while till he found us again.
Wow, that's some story. Okay, so then you come up here, and what have you done for a living?
I moved up here in 1977 after getting out of the military. My church that I attended down on Long Island had bought an old farm in the town of New Baltimore, and they asked for volunteers to go up and help turn it into a retreat center.
Mm.
And I had a bit of construction background, and so I went and began working on the retreat center. And from working on the retreat center, I got to know a lot of people around, going to lumber yards and stuff like that. And I started to begin to do odd jobs here and there, and actually started a small construction business. Went to college in 79 out to Chicago. Came back to this area, pastored a church for 8 years.
Really?
And still continued doing construction. And in 1996, I had a very serious accident. I fell 30 feet off a building, broke my back. Doctor said that I probably had about a 5% chance of walking. Dr. Alan Carl at the Med Center talked to me, and he said he could do experimental surgery on me. He said the only caveat is insurance doesn't pay. But that was all right. I didn't care how much it cost. If I had a chance of walking, it would be better. And so he gave me a 50-50 shot, and with a couple of experimental procedures and some great surgery, I'm walking. And about 5 years after my surgery, I ran my first half marathon.
Wow. And what made you a Republican?
Well, I must admit that when I was younger, I leaned more in the Democrat direction. Then when I was in college in Chicago and Reagan was running for the first time, I was weighing out the policies. I was looking at the economic conditions of the country and seeing where the policies of the Democrats have brought us and what the policies of Reagan was promising. So I voted for Ronald Reagan and soon later registered as a Republican.
What made you run for office this time? Is this your first run for office?
No, I ran last year for county exec, really just to get my name out there. There wasn't a candidate to run against Dan McCoy, so they asked me if I would consider doing that, I jumped in a little late in the race, but I did it. And the reason why I did that, again, was because I had sights on running for Congress. Have never held a political office before in my life. Been a hardworking guy. I'm currently a registered nurse. I've always been in the business of caring for people and caring about people.
You got a nursing school?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, I went to Maria College. Mm-hmm. After my back injury, I went back to Columbia Green and got my renewed all my maths and sciences. And I had gotten a scholarship to go to Manhattan Medical. But I was a single dad raising my six kids. There was no way I could go to medical school.
Six kids. Just
six
like
children.
Your mom had six kids and you had six kids.
That's right. Yeah. Couldn't go to medical school. So someone said, "You ever think about becoming a nurse?" And of course I said, "Well, I don't know, you know, that dress and those stockings, you know, the hair on my legs would stick through the stockings. Not very attractive." But I did look into some nursing programs and then went to Maria. They offered a night course, so I could go to school at night and work during the day to support my children.
Okay. So, and how did you work during the day?
Right now?
No, then. When you?
I worked construction. I went back into construction. I did construction, worked for a number of different folks, and did some side work as well.
Could we say that you were wealthy?
No way.
There's no way that you're wealthy.
No.
Have you ever worried of the fact that Republicans are sort of dismissed as a bunch of rich guys?
I do. People do. They think immediately, oh, you owned your own company. No. I didn't really. I owned it, but it's just me.
Yeah.
I'm the company.
Got it. Well, it's great to talk to you. Republican Joe Vitolo seeking New York's 20th district, running against Paul Tonko. Thanks so much for being with us. And when we come back, I got other questions for you.
Okay.